Hello?
Oh, hi, Chris. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, I'm sorry. I've been meaning to try
I
to get up back a hold of you, but yes.
figured.
Give me just a
Sure.
second. Let's see. I'm at another client's house right now, but I'm just taking a measurement, so
Oh, that's what I love about business owners. You guys are the best multitaskers. That's awesome. When I Google your phone number, it pulls up another business, CR Fitness. Are you involved with that business as well?
I was. That's actually my fitness business.
Very cool. Okay, I figured that might be like a little side thing that you had going, so I thought I would just ask you about it. So one thing that I would recommend if you decide to, start promoting Revco Handyman Solutions on Google and Bing is don't use the same phone number that you're using for CR Fitness because that will be a conflict. Google will see two different businesses with the same phone number and it'll be duplicate information and it'll hurt your rankings. Right? So what we could do is we could include a call tracking number for you, where we would purchase a brand new 903 area code number, and when people call it, it will still forward over to your number, but that way, as far as Google's concerned, there is a unique number for Revco, and that way it doesn't conflict with the CR Fitness listing. Yeah, I think that would be a good way to go. Now, but this is something that you're thinking you'd definitely like to give a shot for a couple months, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
I would love to. I really would. My problem is I can't afford $2.99 a month.
Okay, so thank you for relaying that because if it's only coming down to dollars and cents, I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the expenses that you have going out, trying to set up a new business. I know how that is. For the first year or so, a lot is going out and not a lot is coming in, right? But at the same token, I don't want you to look at this like adding an extra bill to your month because it's something that will increase your bottom line and bring you revenue. And the reason I say that is I don't know if Tara went over these analytics with you or not, but I will tell you that in your area over the last 30 days, there were 912 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your services. So that tells me that there's a pretty solid book of business in your backyard, but the problem is you're new, right? You have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. So, I don't want you to think I'm saying, oh, sign up with the program and you'll get 912 new clients come flooding in because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. So,
And
here.
I don't disagree at all. I'm looking at really my bottom line as far as what I can afford because, I'm on Angie's list and I pay by the lead on that, whether I get the lead or not, whether I close it or not. I still pay for that lead. The other thing is they also blast me on Google and everything else. So if they call me directly from my phone number on Google, then I don't pay Angie's list. But if they go through Angie's list, and it's a lead. So this is, for instance, if they have four people, or there's one person that's looking at four different companies, and they want estimates from four different companies, I'm competing with three other people. That's a lead. I pay for it. Now, my leads go from $9 a lead all the way up to $84 a lead, whether I
That's
close it
how
or
they
not.
make their money. Yeah, they sell those leads to you and to everybody out there, even if they say three or four. I've had people say they went to like six or seven, We deal with a lot of the Angie Leads clients. I'll tell you that your business is currently not on Google. You don't have a verified listing. So what I
Not
think they're
yet.
telling you is that they have you on their directory. So I think if somebody calls you from the directory, then that wouldn't be charged. But if they actually fill out the lead form and they sent it to you, then they charge you. But
yes,
you have to consider this, is that when a consumer does a search online, like I said, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you take Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, you name it, you put all of those sources into one category, combined, they're only getting 13%, where 87% hires off of Google. You know, this is where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decision, where the
Absolutely,
high revenue
I do.
Is generated.
I usually buy from the first Google search, so.
Yeah, and I think that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up, are local, incredible, and then they hire one. You know, it's as simple as that. So, you know, since we deal with so many thousands and thousands of Angie Leads clients, I want to tell you that sometimes what they do is they put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some funds to try this program. And what happens is once they're optimized on Google and people are calling them directly, they don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly? So they end up saving a ton of money in the long run on their lead fees. So,
right.
You know, if I could get this special pricing approved for you, I'll let you know, Chris. I had to do it once before and they did authorize it. He also was a startup business, but he was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, and he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. So I had, you know, requested this pricing for him, which is our friends and family rate, and I got it approved, and he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So, you know, he had to stretch himself just to try the program for 1 month. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program funded itself. So, you know, if I could get this authorized for you, what it would do is it would reduce your setup fee to just $49, and it would reduce the monthly fee down to $249. So that would actually save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day, you know, to increase your business.
Right.
So in order to do it, what I'd have to do is, you know, send out the request and explain your situation. And, of course, I'll get an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for just $298 out the door, would you be willing to give it a shot for a month or so, and that way you can see how well it works?
I think that could be doable.
I have to
talk to my wife about it as well, because she's the boss when it comes to the money as well. So, but while you're doing that, I can talk to her. And then can you give
That's
me a call
That's what back? I was going to suggest. Well, if you don't mind, only because we typically can't hold these listings. You spoke to me earlier and you sounded pretty legit, so I did do a soft hold for 2 hours on it. But we're in the situation where they're going to open it back up, and I have 40 technicians just like Tara that call out. And a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. But I'm married too, and I want to get your wife involved. I wouldn't want you to do anything unless you were both 100% comfortable. So what I'm thinking is she's probably, I can almost guarantee it, not going to be opposed to you making an $8 a day decision to increase your business if I can get this approved, you know, especially since this is fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. But if you want to get her blessing on it, so to speak, I wouldn't mind if maybe you put me on hold and called her on the other line. I can definitely
wait
for you.
She's actually with me at my client's house.
Oh, she's with you.
Yeah, because
that's nice. You go do jobs together.
Well, this one we do because my customer is one of her friends. So
they used to
teach at school together, so in elementary. So they're catching up right now. So I would have to wait till they're done.
Oh, yes. I know how ladies talk when they're catching up.
Yeah.
For sure. Tell me one thing, though. Tara put a note in here that you have a website that will launch next week. Is that the thing that Angie's was putting together for you, or is it a...
No. I build my own website. I'm actually... My degree is in graphic design and marketing, so...
And
videography. So, yeah. So I'm leaving that industry to do... Because that was my full time. I've been doing that for as long as I've been doing handyman stuff, really. But
wow,
yeah, that was my full. I was doing handyman stuff on the side while I was doing that, just to pay for fun stuff.
Okay. So, what is the domain that you're working on? Did you already buy the domain?
I have not bought the domain. I know it's still available.
Okay,
but it will be Revco Handyman.
The reason I ask you, Chris, is we build Google compliant websites here also. You don't necessarily need us to include one, but if you wanted to, you know, free up more of your time to focus on the handyman work and not have to worry about purchasing a domain and building a site, typically we charge $400 extra, but I could also request that we include the site for you for free at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. Because I figure it's 2024 and you're eventually going to need the site anyway. And then if RevcoHandyman.com is still available or whatever you're requesting, they'll grab it for you during your client interview. If not, they'll go over the available options and they'll get something close to it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, you know, what they'll say about doing that special rate and giving you the website for free, but I'll definitely ask for it because, again, I figure you're going to need that anyway. So do you think that, you know, that would work if I got the site included for you also?
That would probably be a closing deal right there if you could do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I figure because, you know, I've talked to so many business owners over the years that can do it themselves, not even with extensive training like you have. But what happens is a week turns into a month and a month turns into 6 months. And, you know, who wants to be when you're off hours sitting there trying to build websites, you know? So, and this way, if I get it approved, we'll have it up and running for you within 1 to 3 business days. So I'm sending out the request. And then while I wait on the response, I want to just verify your information. I think I have everything from earlier except what is your last name?
Reeves, R-E-E-V as in Victor, E-S, just like Superman. So it's Christopher Reeves.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Yeah.
Was Superman out at the time under Christopher Reeves and your family thought of that when they named you?
I'm actually named after George Reeves, who was the first black and white Superman.
Really? So
he's a great grandfather on my dad's side.
Wow.
I think 3 greats. I don't know what they call it. I just know it's great, great, great. So, yeah.
Wow. What a neat story.
Also, Jim Reeves, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a old country western singer, used to sing with Patsy Cline. He's also a relative on my dad's side too, so.
Oh my gosh, I just looked up the George Reeves. I see it. It's Superman in black and white before they had color, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing ever. Oh, and then just as a fluke, when the Superman came out mainstream, they named him Christopher, which is so funny.
Yeah, my original name was going to be George Reeves, but
wow.
When that came out, then yeah, it was like, yeah, we're going to name him Christopher.
So did they make the middle name George or?
No, my middle name is Dupree, which is it's French name, which is a family name as well. So.
Oh, that's neat. You have some history, huh? And I saw Tara put a note in here that you're keeping Revco to kind of honor your late father, which I kind of got goosebumps when I saw that because I recently lost my mother too. So I think anything that you do to kind of memorialize them is just so beautiful. So that's great.
Yeah, we lost my mom 2 years ago and then we lost my dad almost a year ago.
Oh, wow. So that's a double whammy. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
He
owned his own air conditioning and handyman business for 47 years, and it was called Revco AC. And he did handyman stuff. He did inspections for real estate companies, and he did AC work. So I used to work with him during the summer times. That's how I got started with it. So, and then when he passed away, I went ahead and took on the name Revco.
The name. That's good, because I'm sure that him being running it for that many years, people kind of recognize the name a little bit, you know? So it probably helps you for branding a little bit and credibility.
It does in Houston, because that's where he ran it. It was in Houston in the Katy area,
which is where
I started. I started in that area doing it on the side, so yeah.
I see, and he was in Houston. Okay, got it.
And what's crazy is there's a lot of Revco businesses out there, but there's not a Revco handyman business, so.
Oh, yeah, you got lucky when you were naming it then. You got to grab that before someone else took it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Is the 2815 McDonald Road, is that your current business address?
Yes.
Okay, and then for the listing on Google, do you want it to show as Revco Handyman Solutions, or should I put in Inc. or LLC? What's your thoughts there?
LLC, because I just got my EN number, so I'm 100% official today. So
I love it. Okay, yeah, you know, it's a preference. Sometimes people have an LLC and they don't want it displayed, and I'm always like, why wouldn't you? If you have it, it's extra credibility, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm really big on that, you know, that. Our specialty is exposure, you know, making sure that a potential client finds you at the time they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. But I also want to make sure that when they do find you, they have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So anything that we can put on there that adds to that, we absolutely will do. So we can even put that, you know, you're a family-run business with, you know, 25 years of industry expertise, and, you know, sometimes that even helps, you know. So we're really big on all of that. So now I got a message back from my director, and I'm so glad he's actually approving it. He gave me two promo codes, one to adjust the pricing and then one to include the site. So just give me 1 second here, because I have to activate this pricing for you. And then make sure the site is included, and then put the second promo code in.
So anytime somebody searches for a handyman, I'm going to be on the first page.
Exactly. Yep. If they put in handyman, handyman services, handyman near me, or they may put something more specific, like they have a leaky faucet, or they need a flooring repair, or a countertop, or let's say that you do all kinds of handyman work, but you like to focus on decks or something. My technician is going to ask you about that during the client interview, all the various services that you offer, and we'll program you in for all of those different keywords so that when people are typing those in specifically, they'll be able to find you. Okay?
Okay. When does that interview happen?
I'll schedule it. Let's see if there's something open later today. If not, we'll look at tomorrow. Do you have time later today if we do have an opening or not?
Yeah, I'll probably have time later on. It just depends on what time
Let's
it is.
See here. The only opening we would have would be at 4 o'clock, which is in about 4 minutes. So
yeah.
I don't know if that would work since you're at a client's house. But the 5 o'clock is triply booked, so we don't have anything open there. But for tomorrow, what would work best, morning or afternoon? That the client interview typically takes 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Okay. It would be morning time would be better.
Okay. I have a 9, a 10, 11. What do you think works best?
Let's do a 9. 9 would be better.
So I'm going to block out an hour from 9 to 10 o'clock, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then in order to secure the position, I can use a debit or a credit card. What works best?
I'm going to give you a debit card.
Okay.
But what I want is once I get my actual company card, I'm going to switch that out to put it on the credit card.
No problem. You're going to get a login to your dashboard in your welcome email, and that's the dashboard that you'll look at to track the jobs that you're having coming in. On that dashboard, there's also a billing tab, so you can update it to the business card when it comes, or you can always call me and I can help you update it. So whatever's easier, you can do it on your own or you could call in. But for now, the card that you have, does it say Christopher Reeves, or does it have your middle name displayed? How does it actually read?
It just says Christopher Reeves.
Okay. And then is the McDonald Road also the billing address?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then the card number when you're ready.
How much is this total?
It's just $298 today. And then each month moving forward, it's $249. So the $49 setup fee just goes on the first payment only.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Yes, second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that card number is 4739.
Okay.
0570.
Got it.
1488.
Okay.
4985.
4985. And expiration?
726.
726. And the code?
589.
589. Okay. And then what I will do is go through a voice verification recording with you, Chris, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Part of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on hold real quick because I'm going to say goodbye to my client.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Okay, sorry, our baby's crying, so I'm sorry, that's in the background.
Aw, how old's the little one?
7 weeks. It'll be 8 weeks Thursday.
Wow, congratulations. I didn't know you had a newborn. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. A little boy or a girl?
A little boy. Got an 18-year-old, a 13-year-old, and now an almost 8-week-old.
Wow, that's really cool. So you have built-in babysitters. That's awesome. You and your wife did it the right way. Are the older two boys also? Or?
No, the 13-year-old's a boy and the 18-year-old's a girl.
Oh, that's nice. Wow, you have a good, healthy mix. So that's very good. So for the voice verification, like I said, some of it will be a little repetitive of what I just asked you. So just kind of bear with me. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Revco Handyman Solutions.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Christopher Reeves, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, July 10th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I have the appointment nailed down for you for tomorrow. I'll also send you an email reminder, so you'll get a little prompt like an hour ahead of time saying, hey, Local Splash will be calling at 9. And then because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, and I also got the website included for you, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that it never goes up. So did you get an email or a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Not yet.
Okay, it'll come in just a moment if it's not there yet. There's going to be a link in that text that you'll click on, and all you have to do is open it up. And then I think there's 2 boxes that you'll have to check. One to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages. And then you would plug in your name. So officially, since it's Christopher Reeve, just put it the same way, Christopher Reeves. And then when you confirm it, if it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. So that will be your sign that it went through. But let me just check, since you didn't get it yet, if it was already sent. And
okay.
Let's see.
I just got it. I'm driving.
Oh, good.
I'm pulling over right now real quick.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, we'll get that little piece of the puzzle going, and then you'll be good to go. What did you name the little guy?
Christopher. He's Christopher Reeves Jr.
Oh, that's cute. You're keeping the family tradition, huh?
Yep.
Another Superman baby.
Okay,
you're lucky because all that Superman baby stuff is popular these days, right?
Yes.
For the boys? Yep. So if you opened it up, did you see where there's the 2 little boxes that you have to check?
There's 2 links. Well, there's... Hold on. There's
the one that says login credentials, don't worry about that. It's the other one that says, Christopher, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email, and it says, please click here.
Okay.
So I think it might have been the first text that came out of the 2. But, yeah, that one has the link. And if it opens up properly, it'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yes, I got
mm-hmm.
it. Okay, so there's 2. I agreed to the SMS, and I certify
mm-hmm.
that I'm authorized. Okay.
Mhm. And
click
then
here to type your name.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, if it asks you for the username and password, that's your sign, like I said, that it went through. So you'll know that it actually stuck if you see that.
Yeah, username and password. So
perfect.
I got to put that in there or?
Nope. That's just your sign that it stuck. The username and password was also already texted to you, and it's in your user email. You don't really need it right away because your client interview is set for tomorrow. But that's your username and password where you would go in and look at the tracking and the results that you're getting. So now you have that for your dashboard. And then lastly, you're going to get an email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. What that is, Chris, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into the Tyler area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business there. So there's about seven suggestions in that email. Like if you have, like you say, you just got your LLC, you have your EIN number, if you have a business license or registration or an invoice or anything showing that you're in Tyler, all of that will be good to attach in that email. There's a Google form that you'll send it back to us. You don't have to send all seven items. So if you don't have everything, don't worry about it. Just send over whatever you can. And that way it will help us when Google wants to see that you're a valid business in the area. We can show all that to them and they'll publish you right away. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Yep. Yeah. So other than that, you're all good to go. And I already put in here that call tracking number for you too, free of charge. So tomorrow they'll go over some options with which number and stuff. That way it doesn't conflict with CR Fitness. Okay?
Okay, so what is, what about the website? How does that work?
So tomorrow when they call you, they'll purchase the domain. And then if you want us to pull data from your Facebook and put it up on the website, we can do that. If you have fresh content, let's say that you have a really cool before and after photo that you didn't have a chance to put on Facebook yet, no problem. You can send us the fresh content too. So any revisions that you make to the site, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package.
Okay. So will I be able to make update the website?
Yes.
Myself?
There's going to be on the dashboard, when you log in, there's some tabs at the top that will say home, leads, Google Insights, reviews. The very last tab says business info. If you click on the business info, you can go in and you can upload photos right there for your website, and anything that you send through the dashboard, it's automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay, and then what else, is it just images that's on the website, or is it like a normal website?
Oh, it's a normal website. Here, I'll text you a sample site just so that you can see it. This one is for a landscaping company, but keep in mind yours is going to be catered to your industry, but just so you can get kind of an idea. And this template is customizable. So on the sample I'm sending you, there's a contact form at the very top. That's very, very important because most people, when they see you on the first page of Google, they're going to click to call you or they'll go to your website for immediate contact. But there will be some occurrences where they can't call you right away because perhaps they're with family or they're at work. So they can plug their information into this form, and you'll get notified that there's a lead coming through your site, right? And because that lead is a part of the Google listing, it's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package.
Okay, so I don't pay for leads then?
No, no, it doesn't matter if you start out slow with this and you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if you grow your business and you take on 50 jobs in a month. Either way, you're still paying that same flat rate. That's the beauty of this, and that's why we work with so many of the home advisor clients, because a lot of them get so tired of paying for those leads that aren't panning out, you know? And sometimes they're even getting a bogus lead where they're 150 miles away or in an incorrect category. If that happens, they'll credit you back for it, but sometimes it becomes hard to manage, you know? So that's the beauty of this. You can kind of pick and choose, you know, cherry pick the jobs that you're taking on. And either way, you're never paying more than that $249 monthly.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you're all good to go, Mr. Christopher Reeves. And I'm so glad that it worked out for you. And best of luck to you and your wife and your little baby and the older two. And my technician will be reaching out to you tomorrow around 9 o'clock your time. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep. All right. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.